Hello, my name is Ben Barrell, and today Bob Dylan turns 80. Dylan has had the most amazing life and career over the last 80 years, but why, even now, does he still matter so much? That is a question I put to some interesting fans of the man himself. This is what they had to say. Clint Wells, musician and podcaster.
He so clearly was unconcerned with anything other than his own artistic expression and integrity. In every era of his career, even when he was inventing the 60s, he always seemed a step or two ahead of all of us. And he says, life's not about finding yourself, it's about creating yourself. That idea hit me like a bolt of lightning. It's informed pretty much everything I do, anything from music to fatherhood. And along the way, he wrote some of the greatest songs of all time. I'm so glad to know that that we walk the earth at the same time. So, happy birthday, Bob, and thanks for all the magic.
Scarlett Rivera, musician and Dylan collaborator.
His lyrics have literally changed this world. If you take him out of the century as if he never existed, I think that we would be in a different place. He actually brought cultural change, intellectual change, social change, social justice change to millions of people throughout hundreds of countries of the world. For an example, I just had a brief encounter with a young guy renting a room in a friend of mine's apartment near the beach. And she told him I was coming over, and he was all excited. He was under 30, and he was all gaga about me having played. Are you the one that played on One More Cup of Coffee? And I went, oh, yes. But what stunned me was I asked, wow, well, how old are you and where are you from? He said he's 27, he's from Saudi Arabia. Yeah, so that's the impact of Dylan is, you know, you cannot even name the countries where he wouldn't have influenced somebody.
Keith Miles, writer of Bob Dylan in London, Troubadour Tales.
There are people that sing songs, there are people that write poetry and put them to music, and there are people that perform. And, you know, it's the old troubadour thing. You know, Dylan is combining all of these elements, you know, so it's the lyrics, it's the melody, and particularly with the, the never-ending tour, the constant re-evaluating of the work, the constant revision of the work. You know, we have the performance side. No one else puts those three things together.
Sally Louise, musician.
Bob Dylan still matters because through his musical reinventions, we are reminded that old is new and new is old, and inspiration and opportunities for artistic expression are everywhere. Personally speaking, he is a force in my life who has inspired me to reinvent myself from opera singer to indie folk artist. Thank you, and happy 80th birthday, Bob.
Frank Skinner, comedian.
When I was a messed up 17-year-old already developing a drink problem, I listened to Bob Dylan's Just Like Tom Thumb's Blues, and I thought, wow, this guy, he gets it, he understands me, this is my man. And I thought I'd found a torchbearer to guide me through the dark labyrinth of life, and I had. And I think it's the musicians who get you through the bad times. They're the ones you love the rest of your life.
Daniel Mahall, Irish ambassador to the United States of America.
I mean, the objection to popular music in my kind of adolescence was that it was frivolous, essentially, and that serious people didn't take an interest in pop music because it was of the moment. It was a kind of a bird of passage. And I think the great thing about Bob Dylan is that he's turned out to be a permanent sort of feature of the kind of music horizon. And he's continued to reinvent himself and to always appear to have something to say to the people who listen to his records. So I think I was a serious kind of student. I was quite a bookish in my own way. And this was a kind of a... it was a compromise between the world of books that I was kind of encouraged to take seriously as part of my formation and the kind of world of popular culture. And he was the bridge between those two worlds.
Timothy Goodman, artist.
I think for me, as a fellow artist, Bob Dylan means so much because he is the best example. No, he is the epitome of sustainability and longevity, you know, like to constantly keep pushing and redefining one's craft despite any of the great work you've made and also despite any of the trash you've made in the past. There's no one like him in that area, and it's truly so inspiring.
Joe Carey, Desolation Joe on Twitter.
I guess for me, Dylan matters because his music is so varied and so layered. You can listen to a Dylan song one time or 100 times and get something different out of each experience. His longevity naturally covers a wide range of musical styles over the decades, so it means there's something for everyone. And spending lockdown poring over the Dylan songbook, what struck me most is the accessibility of his music. I mean, with only 2 chords under your belt, you can tell a story about the rise and fall of mining communities in the North Country. 3 chords will take you along the watchtower, and with 4 chords, you're knocking on heaven's door. I just love that you can dip in and out or really go in for that deep dive and explore the hidden meanings, the historical references, and the surrealism of his poetry. There's more than enough there on his records to keep us busy for another 80 years, and that's not counting the bootlegs. So happy birthday, Bob. I hope to see you on the road real soon.
Graham Simpson, novelist.
I think like most creative people who enjoyed a little bit of success, I feel quite a lot of pressure, both commercially and because of my own limitations, to continue doing what's worked for me in the past. And I think that's where Bob Dylan is so important and so inspiring, in his constant exploration of new ground. And I'm not talking about just famously swapping his folk guitar for an electric, but consistently producing music that's not only like nothing we'd heard from him before, but like nothing we'd heard from anyone before. We listen to A Hard Rain's Are Gonna Fall, and that doesn't prepare us for Mr. Tambourine Man. It doesn't presage Highway 61 Revisited, or I Threw It All Away, or Tangled Up in Blue, or Hurricane, or Not Dark Yet, all the way through to listening to Murder Most Foul. And I think it's that diversity of work, backed up by the volume and the quality of the work, that gives Dylan an influence in popular music that I'd say is unarguably greater than any other modern artist.
Chris Francescani, journalist.
Bob Dylan's impact worldwide and across generations is immeasurable, to be sure. Let's measure some of it anyway. To date, Dylan has earned a Nobel Prize in Literature, a Pulitzer Prize Special Citation, a U.S. National Medal of Arts, and the U.S. Presidential Medal of Freedom. He's been designated in France as a commander in the Order of Arts and Letters and is the recipient of 18 Grammys, an Academy Award, and a Golden Globe, among legions of other honors. He released rock's first double album, Blonde on Blonde, and arguably produced rock's first effort at music video for his 1965 song, Subterranean Homesick Blues. He was the first rock star to wear dark glasses to press conferences, the first to openly mock the press, and the first to see fans spark cigarette lighters in communal pleas for an encore during his 1974 tour with the band. He is the most bootlegged artist in rock history, according to court testimony cited in Howard Zinn's Indispensable Down the Highway, and is second only to the Beatles as the most covered songwriter of all time. Judges at every level of the U.S. judiciary system, including the U.S. Supreme Court, have quoted his lyrics and legal opinions. In 2015, Swedish researchers tallied 727 Dylan references in biomedical literature, far more than any other songwriter, including gems like Knocking on Pollen's Door, and Like a Rolling Histone. The annual number of American baby boys named Dylan spiked from 62 in 1966 to more than 10,000 in 2015, according to Parents Magazine. And hey, that's just off the top of my head. Happy birthday, Bob. Thanks for everything and all of it.
A Fueled by Coffee production.